Garden of Eden Ministries. You are welcome here. Our ministry is an online ministry focused on strengthening and equipping the Bride of Christ to finish her end-time mission. We have prayer calls Monday and Tuesdays at 7:30 a.m. and Bible studies on Monday and Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Go to our website to find out more at www.gom.us. Do you want trustworthy Christian news? Then follow Dr. June Knight Weir on Patreon at www.patreon.com/Dr. June Knight Weir. Thank you for checking us out. God bless you. Psalm chapter 96 verse 8 calls believers to honor God, declaring, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory, due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." It is a profound invitation to recognize God's supreme majesty and present oneself before him in worship and gratitude. Worship is an active, physical act that traditionally involves bringing a sacrifice or a tribute, today interpreted as a spiritual offering, like thanksgiving, service, or tithes.
Good morning, beautiful bride. Good morning. I just want to tell you guys something, that I am still chewing on Pastor's word from yesterday. If you was not able to hear this word, I highly implore you to listen to this today. This is one of his most powerful sermons I believe he's ever preached, I'm telling you. I am so proud of him as a pastor, and he does, you know, put a lot of time into doing that for you guys, and he never tells me what he's preaching on. He'll just give me like the title, and yesterday he made me wait when he kept trying to get me to guess on what that if was, how is it attained by, you know, the rest. Anyways, it just really filled my soul. Gave me so much encouragement, especially when I woke up in the middle of the night and talked to the Lord out under the stars. I have peace in my heart and peace in my mind. And that's where rest comes in. Faith, faith, faith. Now, this morning on the prayer call, I basically preached. So I put together a video that I'm going to upload today on the church channel here on YouTube. For you guys to hear, you know, later on today. Now, tonight I'm also doing the sermon at, not the sermon, but the news. I'm doing the news today at 3 o'clock, so that's the schedule. So, also as far as the Bible studies go, we are going to do them Monday through Thursday until we finish the book of Acts, okay? Monday through Thursday. So I'm very excited about it because I think us going into September is going to be a very, you know, telltelling thing. And I'm very excited about us to explore further into this and to have our faith encouraged. That's what we need, guys. We need our faith to be encouraged to endure what we're all about to go through, okay? But with faith, all things are possible. And without faith, we cannot please God. It is easy in this hour to get caught up in fear and to get caught up into our circumstances and what the enemy is trying to get us to come into agreement with. So please, when I get this sermon uploaded, it should be ready to go when I'm finished with this Bible study. That sermon will be uploaded if you want to hear it. To give you a good encouraging word to go forward, and then news at 3 o'clock today. Another thing I want to tell you is about the month of September, okay? Because we're only a week away. Can y'all believe this? Can you believe? I mean, that we are this far into the year already, 2026. We sure are. But in the month of September is always my busiest month of the year. Okay? Busiest month of the year. So expect me to be live a lot more. And because for some reason, you know, with it being like the, you know, the Jewish high holy days type of deal, those are always when a lot of things happen in the natural during that time from September to October 15th. This is what I've experienced anyways in my years of ministry. So I expect to be able to cover that a lot and for us to, you know, follow what's happening. So I'm just telling you, in the month of September, this is going to get ramped up. And that's why I'm trying to hurry up and get through the book of Acts so that we can be ready for whatever's coming. Now, I encourage you guys as well to watch the news with me tonight, because there are some terrible things going on out there. I mean, not saying that we should sit and focus on the terrible things. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is the preparation of what is right upon us. And I need you guys, you know, to watch and to pay attention so that you will not be swept up by their agendas. Do you see what I mean? And I do want to declare this as well. While I'm live on YouTube, because I do not do my news on YouTube, okay? Not anymore. My news is underground. My news is in two apps only. And I did catch a woman the other day that was stealing my news. She was going live on Facebook while I was live showing, you know, people on Facebook what I'm doing behind my wall. I encourage all you guys, don't do that. You're stealing. Don't do that. I'm underground for a reason. I've been kicked off YouTube so many times. Type of deal. But anyway, but while I'm here on, you know, YouTube doing our sermons and stuff, you know, this is the gospel going forth as long as I can, you know. But you do need to pay attention to what is happening out there. And what makes my news unique is the fact that I look at it from a Christian point of view, what is happening globally. So we have some things that we have been monitoring from the beginning, okay? And, of course, you know, all the books that I've written that God has had me write, over 20 books since my journey began, you know, back in 2013. And most everything that I have told you guys is coming to pass, is it not? So we need to ride this storm out together until the very end. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? We need to be together and we need to, you know, ride it out till we can't. God gets all the glory for everything, right? All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Now, we are in the book of Acts, okay? This is when the church began. We are going all the way back. We went earlier in the year and we studied the book of Revelation. Revelation is forward. Revelation is revealing who Jesus is. And Revelation is kind of showing us where we're at right now and what is in the immediate future. Okay? The book of Acts is kind of taking us back to where it began. Because a lot of you guys are going to be, you know, persecuted in a real way. And it's because of the book of Acts. This is why you got to really study this and you got to really soak it in what happened with the early church. Because as you see how these people die and how they were persecuted back in the day, our persecution today is going to be different. I don't believe it's going to be like it was back in those days. I believe if you look at what the beast is doing with social media and, you know, getting everybody to have Facebook, where it's about your image, Facebook. I've got to go with the spirit here. I'm going to have to talk to you guys a minute. Okay. Social media is a game changer because it has caused people to focus on their self, okay? Their image and everything else. I believe the persecution we're going to be facing is not where they walk up to you and say, deny Jesus or else. It's going to be your image. Because Lucifer and this end time scenario is after your image because he hates your image. I mean, think about it. Man, I feel the presence of God on this. Listen. What happened in 2020 with the COVID? Okay. In the COVID back in 2020, okay, this is where they are after, like you see in part one, your image. Because what happens whenever people take the V? It's messing with their image. The image that has the temple of God on the inside, the image of his coating being on the inside of you, thus you're the light. Wait till y'all hear this sermon today that I just preached. So I think in this end time scenario, if you look at what you see on the screen here with the social credit score, the carbon credit score, and the vaccine. Okay, the ones that will not do part one, which they are still pushing, people to go get that. It's not stopped. The agenda is still there. Now we just discovered they come out with an mRNA for the flu. So yeah, this thing is not stopped. The ones that are pure blood, they're after. Do y'all hear where I'm going with this? So, with AI on the scene in a much bigger way now, who has a lot more information on society than they have ever had. I mean, they know more about you and have compiled a book about you than you know about yourself. Do you hear me? So, I believe that the persecution that's coming to the church in the very near future is a ruination of your image. And I believe it's because you wouldn't comply. Maybe pressure people to take it, pressure people to step over to the other side. We've already seen this with some AIs that have threatened people. And said, if you do try to destroy me, I will destroy your image. Raise your hand in the chat room if you remember us covering that on the news. This is a real thing. These AI agents are like demons sitting in there watching you and gathering information about you so they can use it against you in the future. There's no other way to say it. So the persecution that I believe that's coming to our generation is not going to be like what we're going to see in Acts, where it's physical, where it's an obvious, you deny Jesus or else. In our world, it would be so easier that way. What they're doing now is tarnishing you, the church, the To Get Her campaign. Remember that campaign right here. The Lord gave me this in 2020. Whenever this all began. To Get Her. This is the new world order. This is the great awakening. merging everything together. Government, economy, and religion. And look what they're doing today. Going from the old order to the new order. So, what I'm trying to tell you is, when we're reading this book of Acts and we see what they have went through back in that day, just think of it in our current day, but this time it's going to be more mental. It's going to be more mental, the struggle. This is why I'm telling you guys, you've got to be willing to suffer your face for the gospel. These guys that we're going to read about in the book of Acts, they did have their reputation slandered, tarnished, and everything else as well. But what you're going to go through is going to be on a, I believe, a darker, deeper level. Because if you think the way social media is connected and they have got everybody you're connected to in one place, they didn't have that back then. Just imagine what an AI can do with that information. Y'all know what I'm saying. So I'm just, you know, warning you about this right now. Okay, so let's go ahead and read about Acts chapter 11, what we're going to explore today. Acts chapter 11 records a major turning point in early church history. Peter defends preaching the gospel to non-Jewish people, the Gentiles, before the church in Jerusalem. And now, isn't that funny that he does that in this chapter? Because as you listen to the sermon that I'm uploading today, you will see how he died. It was in Jerusalem. So right here, he starts in Jerusalem and he dies in Jerusalem. Isn't that something? Okay, so before the church in Jerusalem, and the gospel spreads to Antioch, where believers are first called Christians. Well, this is why I tell you guys as well, do not give up the name Christian, because they are trying to get people to drop that name, just like they are the name of Jesus. And which I saw some Freedom Forest people today, boy, they're really, listen, they're out there doing Bible studies and trying to act all Christian, but they've changed the name of Jesus to Yeshua. It's like, y'all are such a farce, such a farce. We don't believe you for the man on the moon. Anyway, don't leave the name of Christian. You are in Christ. You are, and that's what Christian means. Definitely don't give up the name of Jesus. Believe me, the demons tremble at that name. This is one of the reasons why I believe Coca-Cola would not let that name go on their cover. Remember that I showed you on the news the other day? Okay, in verses 1 through 3, the news spreads across Judea that Gentiles accepted God's word. Now, remember the other day in our Bible study, we talked about Paul and Saul. Remember old Saul? You know, he was a hater of the Christians, boy. He sure was. But he was a man's man. He was the bomb diggity, boy. He was the Hebrew of Hebrews. Very well educated, very well, you know, very well connected in his day. So when he converted over to Christianity, it was a whole different world, because in his culture, in his life, you know, the way he was groomed in society, you know, with his education, with his heritage, yada, yada, he was a representation of the world. When Jesus slammed him down on the road to Damascus and showed him what he was doing to him, and then he converted and accepted the call of what Jesus gave him, wow. He said, I'm going to show you what it's like to be a Christian. And that's the way Paul had to live his life, is in suffering and learning what it meant to now open the door for Gentiles to be able to come into God's kingdom. When Peter arrived in Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticizes him for visiting and eating with uncircumcised men. So there you go with the law. There's a clash of the law. Verses 4 through 10, Peter calmly retells the story in order. He shares his vision in Joppa of a large sheet coming down from heaven, filled with various animals, and the voice telling him not to call common what God has made clean. Verses 11 through 14, Peter explains that three men from Caesarea arrived right then. The Spirit told him to go with them without doubt, and six Jewish brothers accompanied him to Cornelius' house. Verse 15 through 18, as Peter began speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on the Gentiles just like it did at Pentecost. Peter remembered Jesus' words about baptism with the Holy Spirit. His critics calmed down and praised God for granting repentance to the Gentiles. Isn't that something? So let's go ahead and get started. And we're going to read this word and break it down and let the Holy Spirit have his way. Here we go. And the verse 1. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Boy, that right there tells you a lot. Because like I said, if you go back to the tabernacle and you see all those other tents out there, those were the only people that had access to God. Period. The rest of the world was sorry out of luck over here. When Jesus came, he fulfilled it all and he opened it up to the entire world. And something else you need to know is that Jesus is that tabernacle. Jesus, this is what the Lord's revealing to me that's in my Bible study time with the Lord this morning. Jesus is the Sabbath. He fulfills the rest. He is the rest. When they try to get us to follow the Saturday Sabbath or a day of Sabbath, that is works. There is no more works. Jesus' entire ministry is nothing but faith. It's all about the heart. The law is done away with. Not that we don't do the Ten Commandments, don't get me wrong, but the way it explains it in Hebrews chapter 4, what Pastor was preaching yesterday, Jesus fulfilled it all. He is the Sabbath. He is rest all the way around. Okay, so now let's go to verse 2. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest in to men uncircumcised, and you ate with them. Uh-oh, Peter's in trouble. He's breaking tradition. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying. Now, let's back up a little bit to Stephen. Well, let's even back it up to Saul. Stephen, when he gave his last speech before he died, Stephen rehearsed it all, didn't he? He told them everything that happened all the way back to Abraham. That's exactly what we see happening right now with Peter. He's trying to paint a picture for them that Jesus is the all in all. He says, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. A certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. Pause, pause, pause. Something just come to my spirit to tell you guys. This guy right here, Peter, is being called on the carpet by the powers of the day, correct? And because they think that he is breaking the law and breaking tradition. Okay. How did Peter react to a thing? His testimony. What did we learn in the book of Revelation about us in the last day? We will overcome by our testimony. See, the beast cannot steal your testimony. Your testimony is for God's glory. Your story is for God's glory. And that's what he's doing right here, is sharing his testimony. And I heard a voice saying to me, "Arise, Peter, slay and eat." But I said, "Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth." This all goes back to the law, where the law says, don't eat this, don't eat this, don't eat this, 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 and this. Don't wear this, don't, you know, everything from A to Z. But God gave Peter this vision to show him, you know, don't call unclean what I call, you know, common unclean, what I call clean. This is why we pray before we eat, type of deal. But the voice answered me again from heaven. What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. Now, there is one thing that God does say about eating in the New Testament. Yes, we can eat most anything. But when you are in someone's house, like say you go to a, let's say you go to Mexico and you're down there ministering to people, and the chief scribe or the chief, you know, tribe leader or whatever, the mayor, let's say the mayor invites you to dinner. Since you are a Christian ambassador, you are to eat what they put on that table. And I've heard many ministers over the years be like, I was in Africa and they was wanting me to eat this crazy stuff. But they remembered the verse, "Lord, just help me to swallow this." You know what I mean? It's you're not to, you know, offend your person that you're in their house, type of deal. Anyway, and this was done three times, and all were drawn up again unto heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come into the house where I was, sent from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, "Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Who shall tell thee words, whereby thou and all your house shall be saved?" And as I began to speak, see, he's sharing his testimony, right? As I began to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, "John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost." For as much as God gave them like the gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? When they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then has God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Isn't that beautiful? Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none, but unto the Jews only. Huh. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Conversion. This is what I'm saying. See, everyone has to be converted. I don't care if you're a Jew or who you are. Everyone has to be converted to Christianity. I told you guys, and I'm still telling you, that when I was in D.C. and I interviewed that rabbi, he was like the chief rabbi there, but he's messianic, you know, which I don't believe in such a thing, but they call them messianic Christians. But they still honor their Jewish culture. Okay, so when I was interviewing him, because I believed in the messianic thing back then, I asked him, I said, sir, how did your culture react to you converting to Christianity? I mean, you know, if your whole family's Jews, you would have thought I punched that guy in the face, man. He was so mad that I worded it like that. He goes, that is anti-Semitic. That is not right. We don't convert, man. Yeah, he got so mad. And I'm like, doesn't the Bible say we, you know what I mean? Doesn't the Bible say we have to convert, you know? But this right here is another way. You have to turn, convert, step out of, give up your past, die to your flesh, come into Christianity, you know, type of deal. Then tidings of these things. And see, I believe that's why we have to be baptized. Baptism represents that. Remember the story, and you'll hear it if you hear my sermon later today. Remember the story that I told you about the plants coming in the world and how a person is born into matrix through the water. They come out of the woman's womb, water. They come through the matrix is what the Bible calls it. And then they come out into this world as a tender plant who has no control where it's born, who the parents are, what the bark looks like, what the tree leaves look like, what the environment is, anything. It doesn't have a choice. It's just there. It is born in the matrix. Okay? And so the same thing happens when you get saved. You baptize in water, you're born again into a new matrix, supernaturally. Going under the water, immersing yourself, your tree, into a new identity, a new calling, a new destiny, you see. And the hand of the, verse 21. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. Then tidings of these things, because remember, those people were the Jews. They preached Jews only, remember? Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added to the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. Here we go. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Everybody lift your hands right now. Just repeat after me, say, in the name of Jesus, I'm very honored, Lord, to be called a Christian. I am your disciple. Grow my tree. Bear much fruit in my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth throughout all the world. which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Okay, pause. What this means is he prophesied. The prophets came to them from Jerusalem and prophesied and said, this is going to travel throughout the entire world. Isn't that amazing? I don't know if you guys have ever been in a church where you have heard this happen or have people come up to you and prophesy or whatever. But this is why I've always loved the supernatural. The being filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in the supernatural life. I feel so sad for people, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, that live on this earth, and because they're so bound up with religion, that they never experience miracles or the supernatural. It's the saddest thing. Because last night, I was out there with the stars, and I was praying. And I was looking up there at how many millions of stars there are, you know. Thinking of what a great God. He's so big, my problems seem so small. And I remembered Brock, you know, when he wrote that book about heaven. And he shared his journey of when Jesus took him to heaven. One of his stories was, Jesus was walking with him. Taking him through the streets of heaven. And he had an angel on one side and Jesus on the other. And Jesus told that angel, he said, see that star up there? He said, I want you to reach up there and grab that star. So the angel reached up there and grabbed that star and brought it down and showed Brock. And Brock said he looked down into that star and it was alive. I was thinking about this, looking at them stars last night. Y'all are all, you know, giving glory to God with your light, with your, you're expressing your love for your creator, shining so bright up there. Because Brock said that thing, when that star was near Jesus, it was exploding inside there of many colors. Just so excited to be near Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? And that's the whole point of Brock's book, is that we were all created to be an expression. We're all to be exploding with the glory of God, you know, that he has created for us to be. You know what I mean? So, but going back here to the word, though, let's get back to the word here. When that prophet told them that this message was going to go all over the world. You know, that was a big deal for the prophet. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dealt in Judea. In other words, they gave of their tithes and offerings. They helped them that's on the front lines to obey God. And that is a beautiful thing, because you have to all work as a family, you know, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. So they all helped. Okay, now going back to what we were saying about these, let's go to how the church grew in verses 19 through 26. Believers scattered by the persecution surrounding Stephen travel as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. While they initially speak only to Jews, some men from Cyprus and Cyrene began preaching to the Greeks, and a great number believed. Verses 22 through 24, the Jerusalem church hears the news and sends Barnabas to Antioch. Seeing God's grace, he rejoices and encourages everyone to remain true to the Lord. Luke notes, Barnabas is a good man full of faith in the Holy Spirit. Verses 25 through 26. Barnabas goes to Tarsus to find Paul, and brings him back to Antioch. They teach a large crowd for a whole year, and the disciples are first called Christians. Relief sent to Judea. Relief meaning provision. Verses 27 through 28. Prophets travel from Jerusalem to Antioch, and the one named Agabus stands up through the Spirit to predict a severe global famine. Which happens during the reign of Claudius Caesar. Then in verse 29 and 30, the disciples in Antioch decide to send financial help to the believers in Judea, each giving as they are able. They send this relief to the elders via Barnabas and Saul. I didn't catch on to that about the famine. Let's go back and look at this. Okay, let's see. And in those days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch, and there stood one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great dearth. Oh, dearth. Maybe we didn't know what that word meant. Oh, a famine. Oh, I should have looked that up. It means lack, shortage. Oh, so the prophet was letting them know what was coming. Oh, all right. Gotcha. Okay, so now this, now we got to look at this another way. Okay, and there stood up one of them, a prophet, and signified by the Spirit that there'll be great famine throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claude. Okay. Then the disciples, every man according to... Okay, that's why they sent help, because there was famine. Gotcha. Okay, now we know. Now we know. All right, so that's all I have for you guys today. My sermon, it is uploaded now. Let me go over here. Hold on here. Oh, okay, I see here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and set this as a instant premiere, and it will premiere right now. I'm going to go ahead and start it. So y'all can check our thing out on our channel, and it'll be live on there on YouTube. I'll send a link. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.